Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Hope and caution mix for India's Christians after a change in government powers this summer. Then A3 equips gifted Christian leaders from all demographics. Theirs is a unique approach and we'll explain it in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in India, where after a general election this summer, the Hindu Nationalist Party of Prime Minister Narendra Modi lost its majority. It now must rely on ally parties. Christian and Muslim minorities hope for a more favorable government stance towards them. However, caution is still the way forward.
They were hoping that with less power of the Modi government, that maybe there would be some change.
Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
Increasingly, not only in India, but in the world, we're seeing governments more hostile to open channels of funding ministries for the advancement of the gospel.
Partners in India continue to move carefully and keep people's identities a secret. The Voice of the Martyrs Canada is considering alternative strategies to use in an uncertain future.
Will all our ministry partners be cut off from any type of funding or resourcing, even communications? How will we communicate with them? That may be an extreme measure, but we've seen that happen before.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
Be praying that the church would be able to continue to do the work of the church. I think India has a lot of natural resource within the church itself. Pray for unity and those resources to be able to flow, but also just wisdom for organizations that are reaching out on how they can make a difference in India.
We turn our attention now to the United States, where almost a month after Hurricanes Helene and Milton struck, people are still living with widespread devastation. War in the Middle East and a vicious election cycle have driven the crisis on our home front off the front page. But the exhaustion and discouragement of trying to put homes and lives back together have led to a growing call for hope, met and answered by ministry sending God's word. Small drop, you might say. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says,
"Be praying that God can speak through this tragedy and transform lives, even as they start to rebuild their lives. And if we can provide God's word to give them fresh hope and comfort and strength during this time of loss, we're doing everything we can to do that. It is a small drop in the bucket, but there are so many needs. You know, you mentioned the physical needs or the needs for electricity, for water, for food, for shelter. But at the same time, we want to be there providing God's word."
Bibles were sent in along with a worker who is helping with the cleanup and recovery efforts. 3 days ago, more than 1,400 people were still staying in shelters across the affected states. So the need is active. This is a gospel opportunity. And strong leadership is a keystone of the church, Christian ministries, and missions. Yet leaders marked by moral failures, corruption, and lack of integrity seem commonplace. A3 seeks to change this narrative through gospel-focused training for gifted leaders, whether they're men, women, young, or old. Mary Jo Wilson with A3 says,
"A lot of people, if you talk about men and women, especially in the church or in Christian leadership, people go right to the theological point. Oh, we're talking complementary and egalitarian. But the truth is, a much bigger factor are the social constraints where there are these expectations put on that really hold women back in a lot of ways. And so we do see that. And I guess the big question is, how does the gospel impact that?"
In contexts that often neglect women, A3's training helps women feel more confident expressing their leadership gifts and become equipped to do God's work. Wilson says A3 needs prayer.
People can be praying, God would help us to find a way to really step into men and women partnering together deeply for his mission. And especially in countries where women experience tremendous oppression, just to see the beauty of the gospel.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. It paints a dynamic portrait of how God is using TWR, its partners, and media to transform individuals' lives. We hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.